Iraq had hid information on its biological weapons programs from UN inspectors. So there are things there that should make us legitimately have feared leaving the Saddam regime in place.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I don't think we need these tapes to justify what we did there. I think your listeners should be aware that there are probably thousands, if not tens of thousands of tapes and documents that we still haven't gone through, and not all of them are in our possession. The Kuwaitis have a significant number of them, and other areas in the Middle East also have a lot of these documents that need to be gone through to see what we could find. But clearly, I don't think this is going to in any way justify or not justify what we did. I think the evidence, in fact, was there prior to these tapes. Certainly, you know, people like ABC and others like to break exclusive stories. Certainly, they're jumping all over Fox News because they had Dick Cheney, and CNN is complaining about that.
Yeah, they said... They are so bitter at CNN. The great line by Jack Cafferty, who's kind of a wiseacre commentator for him, said having Hume, Brit Hume interview Dick Cheney
Bonnie
was what?
Clyde. Like Bonnie and Clyde.
Like having Bonnie interview Clyde or something.
So, I mean, you know, this is disturbing because what this does is it takes the focus off what we should be really concerned about, and that's, you know, the serious threat posed certainly in the Middle East now by Iran.
Yes, and I want to get into that.
Syria.
I want to get into that with you in just 1 minute. Dr. Harvey Kushner, terror expert, contributing editor for FamilySecurityMatters.com and author of the book Holy War on the Home Front. We'll do it in a minute, but it's rush hour here, Harvey, and we got to take care of traffic. Update on the roads, 514 all-day traffic and weather on the fours with Robin.
Thank you, Bud. This traffic on the 4 is brought to you by Cruises.com. I-4 westbound between Ivanhoe and the 408, 5 to 10-minute delay. I-4 westbound slow again between 536 and Osceola Parkway. I-4 eastbound, we've got delays between John Young Parkway and 436. Going to cost you an extra 25 minutes. 408 eastbound, stop and go between Anderson and Bumby. 408 westbound, so far up to speed. John Young Parkway at Church Street, a wreck possibly with road blockage. 436 at Frontage Road, another wreck that could cause you delays. Finally, Magnolia Avenue at Colonial Drive, an accident with injuries involving a pedestrian. From the David Moss Toyota Traffic Center, I'm Robin Cole with Orlando's All Day Traffic on 540 WFLA.
Cruises only. Call 1-800-CRUISES or visit cruisesonly.com for expert advice and up to $500 cash back on your next cruise. Hurry, cash back is only available until February 15th. cruisesonly.com. Cruise lovers know.
The 540 WFLA official Weather Channel forecast, fabulous. Clear tonight, 57. Tomorrow, sunny, 81. Now, 72 at the attractions, 70 degrees in Orlando. Terrorism expert Dr. Harvey Kushner joining us now, and we are delighted to have you with us, sir. I had expected from some of the teases and some of the printed material that I had read that ABC's Nightline would have paid off and given us some information that is out there that the weapons of mass destruction were flown out of Iraq aboard cargo planes to Syria just before we invaded in 2003.
That's probably a bigger story, and that's probably something we need to be more concerned about than necessarily unearthing them right now inside of Iraq. Because I do believe that the Syrians are involved in this, and I do believe the Syrians, as well as the Iraqis prior to the invasion of Iraq and the downfall of Saddam Hussein, were supporting terrorism. Certainly because Saddam Hussein indicates that, predicts that terrorism will come here. You don't have to be a genius. He's given shelter to a variety of terrorist organizations, including Abu Nidal, who's operated here in the United States and certainly throughout the Middle East and the world. So, you know, I think, again, I think everybody was looking to find something here in which they could bash the president or bash the war effort, but I just don't think it'll work. I think it's the same type of thing that we have now with the Cheney story. I think they're looking just to get, it's becoming a political thing, and I think we suffer because we, meaning the American public, things are not getting done. And you know, in the hands of a nuclear weapon, in the hands of this maniac in Iran, it poses a problem to the Western world and to Western civilization, and it needs to be dealt with forthwith. I don't think there's anyone out there who doesn't believe that Iran, if they had that capability, would in fact use nuclear weapons when push came to shove. Look, on the tapes last night that you stood up to watch, and I did as well, it showed that Saddam was pining about the fact that he couldn't lob more Scud missiles into Israel.
Right.
So, quite frankly, I think we have a lot on our plate and a lot to deal with in the days to come. And I think continuing to focus in on this country, certainly these new pictures that have just been released in Abu Ghraib, and there's now talk wanting us to close down Gitmo in Cuba. I mean, all of these things are picking away at our war effort. And there's even a bigger story out there, Bud, if I might say.
Go right ahead.
The ports in the United States.
Oh, we've been all over this, and that's
oh,
what
you
I,
have been. Okay.
No. I want your take on this, because you're an expert on terror. We've talked about, just to set the stage here, the United Arab Emirates, there's a company there that the United States government, the Bush administration, is allowing to take principal control of six of our ports, including New York and Miami.
Absolutely.
And they've given their blessing to this, despite the fact that the United Arab Emirates were complicit on many levels in the 9/11 attacks, Harvey.
You're absolutely right, Bud. And this really concerns me. I mean, you talk about purchasing real estate here by foreign entities, and that's one thing, or positions that they hold in banks. Certainly the Saudis hold a very big position in Citibank and Citigroup and other foreign nationals. But when you think about our ports, when you think about the 6 millions and millions, Bud, of containers that come in and pose a serious threat, and certainly you're right, the complicity that we saw with them prior to 9/11 and with the 9/11 bombers.
Light of the financial arrangements went through the UAE.
You better believe it. And so I'm really concerned about this. I'm quite shocked about this. I find this more disturbing, quite frankly, and I'm a supporter of the Bush administration. I'm a supporter, a strong supporter. I found the relationship he has with the Saudis leaving a lot to be desired, but I think this poses a much more significant threat to the security of this country, because you can't replace the Saudi government with a democracy now. It would be the same thing which occurred in Israel with the Hamas would occur in that region. We'd have a worse devil there. But when we're giving away our ports to a foreign entity to control, who has been questionable in a war on terrorism, just to prove a point that we're an ally with them, I think this is absolute nonsense. I think this really needs to be a major congressional investigation.
How do you explain that this secret organization that assesses the wisdom of I can't even think of the name of it. I don't have it in front of me right now. But how do you explain the fact that they could possibly conclude that there is no national security threat letting this Arab nation take control of our ports?
I can't believe that. At the same time, if the president and the State of the Union says we're hooked on foreign oil and especially Middle Eastern oil, at the same time to allow our industry to go in that direction. I mean, rail lines in this country but a shot. I mean, we no longer manufacture. We're a service-oriented economy. So we've given it up overseas. You walk into any store, you find items from China, you find items
sure.
all over the world except the United States. So train movement of material no longer there. The thing, Hong Kong's the largest port, and we're allowing transportation through our ports to a foreign entity, so we're giving up that as well? I mean, we can't operate it ourselves? I mean, this is extraordinarily disturbing. I mean, there is no reason to think that evidence can't be presented to counter the potential for a threat by having a foreign entity in that region of the world control vital ports throughout the United States.
It's an outrage to me that this decision was made, and it does not have to go through congressional oversight. It essentially is a fait accompli with no input from the United States, from the people, I mean, of the United States, nor from their representatives in Congress. I mean, and for the Bush administration to do this along with failure to secure Mexican border.
I better believe it. I mean, what's happening is it's almost as danced to the death that he's a lame duck president, and he's doing everything to destroy the possibility of putting another Republican in office. I mean, this is really a serious challenge to the security of this country.
I couldn't agree more. Let me bring on Roger from Maitland. I've only got about a minute left, gang. Roger, you're on with Dr. Harvey Kushner. Go ahead, Roger.
Okay, Doctor, real quick, this really links very closely to the Red Chinese company that took over the Panama Canal management, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a combined project.
Well, when you think about what could happen if ports are taken down, not only in this country or worldwide, or the Suez Canal or the Panama Canal, in terms of transportation, in terms of world economy, this is serious. We allow oil to control our economy. Now look what we're allowing. We're allowing a region of that world, the Middle East, to control our ports. This is sick.
It's unbelievable. It's insanity. Roger, thank you very much. I wish I had more time to talk with you, Dr. Harvey Kushner. I will, however, refer people to FamilySecurityMatters.com. You're the contributing editor there and author of the book, Holy War on the Home Front. And I appreciate the fact you and I are on the wavelength on so many of these things. And I am incredulous that the Bush administration is failing us in these areas when I have considered this president to be a heroic wartime leader.
Better believe it. Thanks for having me, bud.
You bet. 523 on 540.